Welcome to the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Today is December 18th, 2016, and the title of the podcast today, Jews and the Messiah. Jews and the Messiah. And I'm actually pretty excited to share this podcast with you and some of my thoughts that the Lord's given to me over the last, I'd say, year. I've been watching real closely what's going on in Israel and what the rabbis are saying and what prophecy teachers slash rabbis are saying, rabbis that specialize in prophecy and what that means for the Jewish people and for Israel. And today I listened to a two-hour lecture by a rabbi in Israel. I'll go ahead and link the YouTube video to this report, so you'd be able to see it if you'd like. But he was talking, and while he was talking, toward the end of the two-hour lecture, he had made a comment which I found to be very interesting. He was talking about the chief cornerstone that was rejected, and that cornerstone that was rejected will be the Messiah, which is on his way, and he is coming. And then he further discussed how we are right now in the process, in that period of time, where God is preparing the Jewish people for their Messiah. And he was as bold to say that he thought that these are the birth pangs that we're in. And he described it like when a woman gives birth and the head of the baby turns in the birth canal and the head goes down into the uterus. And then the birth pangs start to really push heavily on the skull. And the baby's head starts to get pressed in on. And then the baby starts to make its way through the uterus and finally into the world. And he was saying that the reason the Jews are suffering today is because the birth pangs are in full swing. And God is, in a way, causing the world to give birth to the redemption of the Jews. Now, that's a mouthful. But what does the scripture say about this? And so what I want to do real quick, you'll hear a click. I'm going to go to my online Bible here. And we're going to read Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. Now, if we look further, the word pierce, by the way, the Hebrew word is dakar, and it means to be thrust through. It's exactly what happened to the Lord on the cross. You know, when the Roman soldier took the spear, the javelin, and poked it, thrust it into the side of the Lord, and blood and water came out, and that's how they knew that he had expired and he had actually died. So it's to be thrust through. And so the Lord said, when they recognize, in Zechariah, when they recognize that I'm the one that got thrust through with the spear, then I'll return. Well, what did the Lord say in Matthew 23:39? He said, for I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Psalm 118:22, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. That's what the rabbi was referencing. The rejected cornerstone that the builders have rejected is going to be the coming Messiah, and he is on his way. And then Psalm 118, 24 through 26, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice, be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. And that's what Jesus is waiting to hear. The Jews are being prepared right now to receive their Messiah. There are more Jews coming to the Lord now than ever before in history. And God, through the Holy Spirit, is right now beginning to fulfill these prophecies in opening the eyes and the hearts of the Jewish people. They're being made ready to receive Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. And what's being talked about in Israel now, you hear all the religious people talking about the return of the Messiah. He's coming. He's on his way. We're living in that day and age. They're expecting within the next 3 or 4 years that the Messiah will return. Here's what I have to say about it. They're right. The Messiah is preparing the entire globe for his return. The Jews' hearts are being made ready to be able to say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And if the Jews are expecting the Messiah now, in this generation, what's the message to all of us who believe? Be ready. Get your spiritual house in order. Keep looking up. Pray for the Jews. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because the hour of our redemption is upon us. And I think that's the message that the Lord wants us to get. We need to become dedicated, totally sold out for the Lord, because these prophecies that I read to you today are being fulfilled in our hearing right now. So with that being said, there's nothing more for me to say except to encourage you to live out your faith and be excited about what the Lord's doing in our generation. It's exciting stuff. And if you don't know the Lord, then please stop, take a breath, and think about accepting Jesus Christ today. Go to brosteph.com. That's B-R-O-S as in Sam, T-E-F as in Frank.com, brosteph.com. Go to the bottom of that page and read and listen to the information I have there about accepting Jesus Christ. Do it today while you still have time, because the time of the Lord is at hand. And the window of opportunity to accept him as Savior and Lord, that window's closing and getting smaller and smaller. So do it today, please. I'll see you next time on the next Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Thank you for listening. Share this with somebody, and God bless you.